It doesn't matter if you are in a small town or a big city. If you live in Arizona, you probably live close to hiking trails. But that doesn't necessarily mean you feel comfortable on them. In the final installment of our series about hiking and diversity, KJZZ's Stina Sieg introduces us to a woman who wants people from all walks of life to take a hike.
Serena Rana Dufault has hiked up Mount Lemmon near Tucson more times than she can say. But as she walks past pine trees and thick brush, she still has this sense of wonder, noticing little things, including a tiny dust-colored lizard skittering past.
He's adorable.
The baby rests his chubby belly against her warm hands and quickly falls asleep.
Oh my God, he's like a dinosaur.
Dufault looks at home. In the forest, on the trail.
I want other people to experience this. And I want other people to feel like they're welcome to experience this.
And the 44-year-old knows not everyone does, for all sorts of reasons. Sometimes it's about physical ability. Sometimes it's about transportation. And sometimes it's about the color of your skin.
If you just see people that don't look like you, it's a little, just feels different.
And as the daughter of a man from India and a woman from Italy, she gets it. Dufault has hiked the entire 800-mile Arizona Trail twice and says the farther you get into the backcountry, the fewer hikers of color you see.
You know, it's just that feeling like an otherness.
And that can be intimidating and limiting. In Phoenix, 26-year-old Adriana Garcia Maximiliano says she loves hiking, but has never taken a backpacking trip alone.
Not feeling safe is definitely, has kept me from enjoying that. And, you know, maybe one day I will, but I don't feel that right now.
And just to be clear, Garcia, who was born in Mexico, is talking about safety from people. Jay McAuliffe, who is white, feels that too. She's a transgender woman who feels vulnerable in the wilderness in a way she never did before she came out.
It might be way more likely that I get lost or get attacked by a bear. But the fear of other people definitely weighs stronger in my mind.
That fear isn't something that Anel Ariola feels, but her mother sure used to, whenever Ariola would go on a hike.
And I think it has to do with the publicity that is given to probably hiking in our community.
Meaning nowhere near enough publicity in the Hispanic community.
Right? Like, it's really not. I haven't heard about it.
The 35-year-old says that even now, in a time when there's so much information about trails online and on apps, her community, and especially the Spanish-speaking community, is largely left out of the conversation. When she moved here from Mexico City, she was young and bilingual, but still.
It took me to meet someone who was hiking for me to actually get out and hike.
And that someone was her sister. But not everyone has that person in his or her life to help open that invisible door that keeps people locked out of the wilderness. And that's where Serena Rana Dufault hopes to help. Back on Mount Lemmon, she spots a young Indian woman walking toward her with a baby on her back.
Do you mind if I take your photo?
Oh, okay. What for?
Dufault's in the midst of writing a book, Day Hikes on the Arizona National Scenic Trail, set to be released in 2020. The book will break down the 800-mile trek into dozens of shorter, digestible hikes for different ability levels. But also, maybe just as important, it will include photos of all types of people on the trail. Dufault will soon be submitting to her publisher pictures of Black hikers, brown hikers, LGBT hikers.
If you look through magazines and, you know, anything about hiking, and it's just all a bunch of, like, people that don't look like you, like, it's not as inviting. And it doesn't make you feel like you have a place.
And she thinks everyone has a place here. Even her, a former Chicago girl who only got into hiking after she moved to Tucson for college, got hit by a car while walking, and developed fibromyalgia. Before she started hiking, she was on the road to giving up.
This gave me my life back.
Then her eyes light up and dart away toward an explosion of blue flowers on the side of the trail. And she looks delighted, like it's the first time she's ever seen them. Stina Sieg, KJZZ News.